boy, we don't know much about the Diamondbacks, although they are one of the good stories of the beginning of the 2019 season. So I said, we got to get the story, Raf, and there's only one guy who could do it, and that is Nick Pecoro, who covers the Diamondbacks for the Arizona Republic. Nick, how are you?
Hi, Marty. That's not true. I'm not the only guy who could give you
that
story.
Steve Gilbert could, too. That's true.
There you go.
All right. What about Bernie? Bernie could.
Bernie could probably pull it off.
Yeah, Bernie. And how about...
Anyway, thanks for... I'm honored to be on the show once again.
I don't want to leave Boomsky out. You know that.
Well, I would.
Barry Bloom, we tease him a lot. But I love having you on, and the Diamondbacks have gotten an extra base hit every game they played this year. How about that? We'll start with that.
They are swinging the sticks, all right. It's been a surprise. I don't really think there's any other way to put it. You know, not only are they losing, you know, Goldschmidt and Pollock from last season, they you know, lose Steven Souza right before the season starts. They lose Jake Lamb in the first week of the season. And those two guys were kind of the people most often talked about by the front office is like, this is why we can improve offensively. We're going to get bounce back years from Souza and Lamb. And they don't have any of those guys. Descalso as well is gone. And they still have a lineup that's scoring, you know, five runs a game. And it's been amazing, honestly. I don't really know how else to put it. I am surprised. I'm curious to see if they can keep it up.
Yeah, last year the Diamondbacks were right there. And then at the end of the season, they completely went off the cliff. They fell apart. Anything about this team give you the indication that they won't do that again? Is there any staying power in what you see?
I don't know, Marty. It's hard to say. I mean, you look at the numbers that will, you know, that talk about the quality of the contact for the offense, and it doesn't really look like it should be doing what it's doing. You know, Adam Jones, Eduardo Escobar, some other guys that have pretty good numbers aren't actually hitting the ball especially hard, on a consistent basis, at least. You know, Christian Walker is raking. He's also swinging and missing a lot. So, when he does make contact and puts the ball in play, he's crushing it. Ketel Marte seems to have figured some things out at the plate. He's also, you know, transitioning to a new position and has done it amazingly seamlessly, it seems like. He's playing a lot of center field. He's bouncing between there and second base. He's playing a little bit of shortstop even. And it doesn't really feel like there's been a whole lot of a drop-off no matter where he's been. The Marte in center field thing has probably been one of the most just one of the most impressive things about this team so far this season is he goes out there and just makes it look so easy. He looks like just a natural center fielder. He's been tremendous. There are things to like about the offense for sure. I'm kind of curious to see if they can keep it up.
Boy, ESPN did a story the other day, and they gave grades for the beginning of the season. They gave the Diamondbacks a B+, and the best storyline being Christian Walker, and the mulligan being Zach Godley. What the heck happened to Zach Godley?
Yeah, I don't know, Marty. There was a really good start he had in San Francisco. I'm sure you remember it well, early last season. I guess he's thrown well in San Francisco a few times over the last few years, so maybe it doesn't stand out because it was just kind of the norm for a little while with him. But it just sort of stopped happening. I don't know exactly what happened. He stopped being able to throw strikes consistently. It seems like he's gotten to a point where, like, one bad thing in an outing can really derail him. He has trouble throwing to bases. He's got a little bit of what John Lester has, and we've seen a couple times where a mistake by him can kind of just send him off the rails. You know, it just feels like he's not able to, you know, overcome those little obstacles when he needs to. You know, he's not in the rotation anymore. He's not going to be pitching out of the bullpen. They're trying to get him back on track. They're saying the right things in terms of, you know, we think this is temporary. We want to get him back into the rotation. We want to get him back to his old self. I have some questions as to whether that's really possible, but, you know, I guess we'll just have to see how it plays out.
You guys are in Colorado. The Giants go to Colorado after finishing four games, my goodness, with the Reds, that crazy game last night, 12-11, they pulled out. But what do you see sort of in this series? You in Colorado last night, Greg Holland sort of tiptoed through the tulips to get rid of that ninth inning last night. Marte homered from both sides of the plate. Colorado came back. Give us a little bit of what the flavor is of Arizona and Colorado.
Yeah, the Rockies are a little bit of an interesting team. Daniel Murphy didn't start. He came in last night and pinch hit and drew a walk. But it was a really tough at bat. It was the kind of at bat you're used to seeing out of Daniel Murphy, and I kind of feel like he's a guy that could really mean a lot to their lineup when he's healthy. And then there's a few other guys in that lineup that are kind of starting to put it together, it feels like. David Dahl is a guy that's going to swing and miss a lot, but kind of like Christian Walker, when he puts it in play, it seems to be really high quality. Raimel Tapia has kind of started to emerge, and I kind of feel like he's going to start taking some at-bats away from Ian Desmond in center field. Just from what I'm hearing and really, what you're seeing, Ian Desmond kind of still looks like the same guy that he has really ever since signing here. And now that they have options at these positions, Ryan McMahon hit a big home run last night. It just feels like he's kind of getting squeezed out. And I'm kind of wondering how long until he's very much a part-time player.
Pitching for the Diamondbacks, I always loved the rotation. I thought it was terrific, even with the injuries to Walker and Godley falling apart. But but Greinke is having, what a year Greinke is having.
Yeah, he's been great. He had a real bad start on opening day, just got hammered by the Dodgers. Did he give up 5 home runs, I think, that day? Has been tremendous since. And he's also been swinging the bat really well. He has already this season a double, a triple. He has a multi-home run game. I don't know if he's quite as dangerous as Madison Bumgarner, but he's sort of a different type of hitter, right? I kind of feel like he's a guy who's able to go up there, see pitches, work counts, put the bat on the ball. He's been pretty impressive. You mentioned the rest of the rotation. Merrill Kelly and Luke Weaver have really performed well at the back end, and those were a couple guys that were probably question marks, just sort of a little bit of unknowns coming into the year, but they've been pretty consistent, really, in terms of giving them innings or giving them quality outings. And then Robbie Ray is thrown pretty well. It's kind of the same old story with Robbie. You kind of wish he were going deeper into games, but when he's been out there, he's been pretty dominant, pretty hard to hit by and large. We'll see what they end up doing with this fifth spot. If it's one guy's to lose, if they, cycle between prospects, they've got a few guys that are interesting. It's probably going to be Taylor Clark getting the nod at first. And he threw well in his big league debut in relief a couple weekends ago at Wrigley Field. John Duplantier is another guy that's thrown well. The pitching, it's been solid. It's been really good. And, they've lost, Taiwan and Godley falling apart, but they're also without Patrick Corbin from last year, which is an enormous subtraction, obviously. But they've been a pretty dependable rotation so far.
Boy, it's going to be fun. The West, I guess, is sort of where it should be right now. Maybe the Padres and Rockies could flip it, but kind of the Dodgers still vulnerable to lefties. I still believe that, and I still think that their bullpen is somewhat questionable. But you feel the West is about where it should be right now?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair point. And we'll see with the Dodgers. But boy, it's just kind of the thing we always talk about with them, the depth. It's really come to bear again, right? They lose AJ Pollock, and they've got Alex Verdugo just ready to step right in. And Chris Taylor isn't doing much, but Enrique Hernandez can step in. It's just it's a very deep roster with lots of different options and lots of different hot hands to play. And we'll see if Chris Taylor can get himself back on track. And I've been pretty impressed too with Austin Barnes, what he's been able to do bouncing back from that really bad year last year. He was such a good player in the playoffs in 2017. I don't really understand how he was so bad last season. I think that's a really interesting bat. I like that team so much. I don't see a whole lot of vulnerability. I know what you're saying against lefties. I don't think they're going to have too much trouble winning this division, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing that caught my eye was Marte. 3 times homering from both sides of the plate this year. Come on. Really, where did that? And I know we chatted about him a little bit, but that one jumped out at me when I saw that. I said, when I talked to Nick, that to me, Christian Walker, Marte, the two biggest stories, I think, on the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, so Marte the last few days has looked really good. Prior to that, it's kind of been like a very much like a black or white, right? He's either just been really good or he's just been a kind of a non-factor offensively. I'm kind of waiting to see a little bit of consistency out of him. But look, if he's going to have multi-home run games once a week or something like that, then I guess he can, you can stomach those offers. What's interesting to me about him is that he's kind of helping to change some perceptions around here. He was in that Taiwan Walker trade, the trade that sent Gene Segura and Mitch Haniger to Seattle. And Haniger's gone on to turn into one of the better young players in baseball, a really, really valuable player. You know, Marte has been okay in his couple of years here. He helped them get to the playoffs in 2017, was up and down last year. Diamondbacks did give him an extension, so they did that prior to last year. So, I mean, not only is his play this year, you know, making that trade look a little bit different, making it look a lot better for the Diamondbacks, you know, they're making that contract extension. He's making that contract extension look like a really smart play by the front office. There's a chance he could really easily outperform that with how, you know, like I said, he's turning into an impact defender, I think, in center field. He's able to bounce between there, second base and short. And he's now all of a sudden got this newfound power, and he's a switch hitter. I mean, that's a valuable
thing. I love it.
That could change the way we look at things.
Yeah, I love it. Last question for Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. Did the Yankees draw? I know that, you know, a lot of people are injured. What was the attendance like when the Yankees came in?
Yeah, it was pretty good crowds. I don't remember exactly what the numbers were, but it's been like that. The Diamondbacks have had some, you know, crowd pleasers coming to town. They've had the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and I think I'm forgetting somebody. Those always bring pretty big crowds. We're kind of bracing for what it's going to look like when you know the Padres are back or the Rockies come to town for the first time or whatever. But I guess on the flip side, they'll kind of get their home field advantage back, because when it's those other clubs, there's just so many snowbirds and so many people that have relocated to Arizona, you know, over the years, that it's kind of like they're in enemy territory, the Diamondbacks are, when they're at home.
Fun. Well, I'm coming down. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Steve and Bernie and Barry Bloom and the guys in the lunchroom. Are they still there, the same guys?
Oh, yeah, that crew. Yeah, you'll be able to pull up a chair, I'm sure.
Good. All right, Nick, thanks so much, as always. As I say, Giants going into Colorado on Tuesday. A good report on that. And also, we'll see you the weekend of the 17th down in Arizona. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Nick.
No problem. Take care, Marty.
All right, very good.